Hello and welcome to the Brutal Iron Gym Podcast, where our goal is to cut through the BS and deliver the brutal truth about topics related to health and happiness. So today's topic is nutrition, and we're going to cover methods to improve discipline. We're actually going to cover five methods today that I have personally used in my own kind of process, and these are methods I've encouraged clients to use to various degrees, and I believe that they will be helpful for you. So in my just quick little snippets of like weight loss things, so I've done personally three diets where I lost 50 pounds in 10 weeks or less. So one time I actually lost 50 pounds in 8 weeks, which was crazy. And I've also done a larger style diet where it's had more kind of like permanent style results of 70 pounds lost in 10 months. So the 50 pounds lost in 10 weeks or less three times, those were kind of bets and kind of like situational challenges where I knew the 50 pounds wasn't going to stay off. There's no way to lose weight that fast and have it be a permanent fat loss. A lot of that weight loss is going to be water weight loss and also just a reduction of like kind of glycogen retention, which is carbohydrate, water, and sodium. So you're going to just weigh less because you have less being stored in your body. So those diets, for example, I might have lost 50 pounds in 10 weeks, and I might have gained like 8 to 10 of those back within the first week back to kind of normal style eating. And then I was able to sustain, you know, good 30, 20 pounds off for as long as I wanted. So those were kind of just temporary kind of fun experiments. And typically I planned to take my weight back up to where I started, but each time it kind of just looked better. It was like a recomposition process. So I might have went from 250 down to 200, but then the next time I was back up to 250, I looked leaner than I was the previous time. So those I use for kind of quick recomposition style things. The 70 pounds lost in 10 months was actually a challenge of like a pre-contest in the process of kind of cutting down a large amount of weight in a way that was still high quality. So those 70 pounds I took off, I only gained back, I believe, about 6 to 8 in the 2 weeks after the diet ended. I then took the next 4 to 5 months to kind of regain about 40 pounds of that back, where it looked a lot better. So that diet, I believe, went from like 270 something down to low 200s, like maybe 275 to 205. And then I kind of went back up to about 225 to 240 and kind of lived around there for a good 6 months or so, just looking lean, feeling better about that myself. Then I've also done weight gain diets. So I've done diets where I ate, 5,000 calories a day for 4 weeks. That might sound easy, but that was actually through healthy food, which I deemed kind of farm boy foods, which was like meat and healthy carbs, like potatoes, rice, pasta, kind of stuff. It was not allowed to be junky candy or kind of nasty foods or unhealthy foods. So that was actually a pretty good challenge to eat 5,000 calories of healthy food a day for 4 weeks every single day. So it'd be pretty easy to do for a couple days, but then your body's natural set point starts fighting against you, and it's harder and harder to get that food in. So I've actually done forced feeding in the sense of trying to gain weight, where I've actually thrown up before because I was trying to eat so much. So my body had an involuntary reaction of saying, go screw yourself, and it did not want to process the food. So I have pushed myself on weight loss. I've pushed myself on weight gain to pretty extreme amounts. So in general, when I started lifting weights at 16, I was a pudgy 165. By 18, I was kind of a skinny fat, but much less body fat 165. And now, 18 years later, I went from 165 to 275. And I actually have a lower body fat percentage right now at 275 than I did at 165. So I've gained over 100 pounds of weight to myself. And I'm actually leaner after doing that. So I do know how to gain weight, and I do know how to lose weight. So these, again, are five things I've done that helped me within those processes. So one of the first ones, and this is something I'd recommend everyone do, even if you don't have a goal related to weight change, a goal of just wanting to be adherent with the goal and being consistent, is to use visual tracking. So if you just believe yourself to be doing a good job, you're absolutely full of shit. You are forgiving yourself for mistakes and not paying attention to them. It's human nature. Everyone does it, myself included, and you are included in that. If you just go by how you feel, if you go by what you think you've been doing, you're 100% full of shit. No exceptions. So, use some type of visual tracking aid. So, before cell phones kind of became more popular and had apps and stuff, before I even knew how to use them, I guess, I would print out calendars, like yearly calendars, where you would see like all 12 months on one page, and they'd have the dates, and I would like cross off the date of the day that I was doing the goal. So I used to do this all the time. I'd put like tape the calendars to whatever wall was important to me. Wasn't always the best visual. So for example, when I lived in an apartment, I used to have a bunch of calendars taped up to the wall in my living room, which was not probably a good visual, but I didn't really care. I just wanted things to be efficient and effective, and I knew if I saw that calendar every day and I missed a day or did something wrong, it would bug the shit out of me to never do that again. So often what I would do is I would track it where it would be like a black check if I got it right, but a red X if I got it wrong. So usually I made my kind of mistakes very bold and visual, so it made me more aware of them and more annoyed if I made them. But by tracking it on a calendar, if it was a daily thing, it really helped me see what was the truth. What was I really doing versus what I thought I was doing? Now I've moved on to phone apps, and I use a tracking app on my phone to track everything I want so that I do like daily goals and any other kind of goal like that. And what's awesome about apps is you can change them to like hourly, you know, weekly, monthly. You can do a lot of kind of modifications, but you have to have a visual aid to your tracking so that way you don't kind of rely on your own bullshit and then really get lost in the process, believing yourself to have been doing it right, but you're not. So I hear this all the time in diets. People tell me, oh, I'm following the diet, but I've been having this at night, I've been having this extra, I've been doing this, been doing that. Then you're not following the diet. You're lying. You're full of shit. You either do the diet the way it's written, or you don't do the diet. You can't do the diet and then do something different. That's not how it works. You're lying to yourself to feel better about the fact that you've made some rationalization change. Okay? So people tell me all the time, well, I'm doing the diet, but I still have some sweet tea for breakfast. Or I'm doing the diet, but I still have a soda every day. Then you're not doing the damn diet. What the hell? Like, how does that even make sense in people's heads? Oh, I'm doing this, but I'm not doing this. How does that make sense? It makes no sense. I have no clue how people lie to themselves to the point where they would have that phrase come out of their mouth. Doesn't make any sense to me, and it frustrates the hell out of me, as you can tell, because I keep mentioning it. But you're either doing it or you're not doing it. If you're not doing it, you have to accept the fact you're not doing it or make the change to get back to doing it. There is no I'm doing it, but I'm not doing it. Absolute bullshit. And if you allow yourself to live with that mindset, you will never be your best. Ever. Okay? Now, number two is limit availability of things you should not be doing. Whether this is food, whether this is other activities, you know, like bad habits kind of thing. But limiting food helps a lot whenever you're trying to lose weight. Don't have things in the house that you shouldn't eat. Well, the kids need to have the blah, 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 bullshit. Your kids don't need Oreos to survive. Okay? You can also put a lock on the cabinet. Put the kids' stuff in that cabinet. Then you have to make the conscientious choice to open the lock to get in there. Well, I want my kids to have access to it, so I can't put a lock on it. Whatever bullshit, stupid-ass excuse you want to think of, whatever. If you want to rely on your, like, bullshit excuses, fine. Again, you're never going to be your best. You are an adult. You have 100% responsibility of what you put in your face. No one's force-feeding you. No one's gluing ho-hos to your hand that you have to eat off to survive. Okay? You're making conscious decisions. Now, if you say, well, what about boredom eating or unconscious eating or nervous eating? Still a choice. You had to pick up the food. You had to put the food in your face. Don't have the food in the house. If you do have to have something in your house, which I don't understand why, that you're not allowed, like you're not supposed to have. By the way, kids need to eat healthy too. Is it okay if a kid has an Oreo or some candy or some fun food? Sure. But they don't need it. They're going to survive off whatever you feed them, okay? So you don't have to have all these million thousand, you know, things around the house. But if you do have that kind of stuff, put it in one central location. Don't look in that location. Just kind of out of sight, out of mind helps a lot. Okay? Then, don't go down that aisle. So this was something I used to do when I was dieting, is I had a weakness, in a sense, towards ice cream. I really like ice cream. It's delicious. But ice cream is against my goals of fat loss. So I just wouldn't even walk down the ice cream aisle. So again, out of sight, out of mind, makes you feel a lot better. Don't put yourself in the position that the bad behavior can happen. Again, this extends way beyond nutrition. This is a good life lesson. So don't have it where you live. Don't go seek it out, whether it's food or otherwise. And if you're going to have some fun food, pay extra for this single serving. So the wonderful thing about America is you can pay $40 for one serving or $40.01 for 45 servings. Doesn't make any sense, but that's the way it pretty much works. The more you buy, the cheaper it gets. Now that process makes sense. Okay, but if you're afraid to, like, you want to have a slice of cheesecake, and you look and you're like, man, a slice of cheesecake is $4, or six slices is $10. Don't pay for the $10 one and get six slices, and then wonder what you're going to do with the other five. Oh, I'll put them in the freezer, or oh, I'll do this, or oh, I'll do that. Then all of a sudden you eat all of them. If you make that choice and you end up eating all the food, and you do it a second time, you're doing it on purpose. Don't tell yourself, well, oh, this always happens, or, you know, oh, I don't really mean to. Bullshit. Yes, you do. If you bought extra, then you knew that extra was going to be a problem. And if it became a problem more than once, and you didn't adjust for it, then once again, you're absolutely full of shit. Pay the extra for the single serving. Have what you want, and then have it away. There's no more of it left. It's not in the house. You're not going to have it around. So again, out of sight, out of mind. Limit availability. Third thing is use replacements. So I remember when I was doing my extreme diets, you will have the pain of hunger. So when I was younger, I was anorexic for about 2.5-3-ish years. And by anorexic, I mean I only eat about one meal a day, and I tried to exercise off all of those calories. I didn't know at that time that we had what's called a BMR, a basal metabolic rate, which is an amount of calories we need every day just to survive. I just thought if I ate calories, they would make me fat, so I'm going to burn them all off. So I got very used to the sensation of being hungry. It almost became like a normal daily thing, and it took me years to relearn what hunger felt like. And even to this day, when I feel hungry, I don't seem to give a crap. And I'll like kind of catch myself later on in the day going, oh man, I actually am hungry. I have a headache. I don't feel good. I'm kind of moody. I'm angry at everybody. I probably need to go eat. Okay. So when I used to diet, sometimes I'd have really intense hunger pain. And I knew if I ate food, it would break my diet. So one of the things that helps eliminate hunger is the stretching of the wall of our stomach. So we have receptors in the lining of our stomach that when they feel pressure, it decreases our sensation of hunger because it makes us feel quote unquote full. So I used to drink a 2 liter of diet soda as fast as I possibly could. I would be ridiculously uncomfortable because of the gas and the bloating and whatnot, but I was no longer hungry. So I was trading the pain of hunger for the pain of being ridiculously uncomfortable. Digestive wise, but at least it wasn't that damn pain of hunger. So I was just trading one pain for the other, but it worked. It allowed me to kind of avoid eating a bunch of calories. So I just drank diet soda, had no calories, and dealt with at least a change of pain. Okay. The other thing you can do with replacements is if you have mindless eating where you eat food that, you know, it might make it kind of feel good, but you're not eating it because you're hungry or you have to have it. You're just eating it because you normally would have it. Eat something else. Okay, eat vegetables. I know that sounds so cliche, but eat some celery, eat some carrots, eat whatever the hell vegetable that you actually like. Just eat something that has very, very, very low calorie count, and you'll notice that all you really did was just pushing something in and out of your face, like you didn't really think about what it was. So as long as you're munching on something, crunching on something, as long as you have something in your hand that you're eating, you're happy, okay? So pick things that are ridiculously low in calories. So replace things in high calories with something in low calories, okay? The fourth thing we have is small steps. So if you have big goals, so for example, you want to lose 50 pounds, you want to lose 70 pounds, you want to gain 50 pounds, you want to gain 70 pounds, whatever your big goals are, break them down into small steps. it is easier to feel the sensation of being disciplined on a daily basis than it is on a monthly or yearly basis. You can be disciplined day by day by day. That doesn't feel as overwhelming as trying to be successful for an entire week or an entire month. So break your goals down into small daily actions that lead you towards that big goal. If you have trouble setting this up, email us at brutalirongym@gmail.com. We'll help tell you what the daily goals are for your big goal. Okay? But that's going to help a lot. The fifth thing we have is to pre-plan renewed motivation. So you will need motivation to maintain consistency and maintain discipline. Don't wait until you're unmotivated to try to become motivated. So look for stuff every day that gets you motivated. You can join on Instagram, okay, a channel, like a page or channel or whatever the hell they're called, I don't know, profile, of like inspirational quotes or motivational videos, whatever it might be, maybe songs, maybe like a certain artist. So you're going to try to get on like Spotify or Podbean or whatever the hell people use. iHeartRadio is one. So I'm not up with all these technology things. So, and the fact that I just said I'm not up with them probably proves that. But whatever is available out there where you can subscribe to things or follow things so they're sent kind of to your homepage, then that helps rather than you having to continually go seek them out. But I used to look at YouTube videos. There was a guy named Eric Thomas. I used to like some of his speeches. So I'd look at other like kind of like powerlifting motivation. If it was powerlifting goal, if it was fat loss, I'd look at fat loss motivation, just search that and find stuff. But you should do that every day. So where maybe you take just 2 minutes, maybe 5 minutes, maybe 10 minutes. Maybe you do it while you exercise. You do it during lunch. But find things that motivate you per day. Again, they can be videos, they can be songs, they can be quotes. So I used to go watch the ESPN E60 series where they would do kind of like 20, 30 minute like spotlights on individuals who had very interesting stories of overcoming adversity. And that showed me what was capable in human beings to overcome. So it taught me that what I was trying to do was kind of small potatoes to what some people have been through. And if they found strength to do that big thing, I could find strength to do this smaller thing. So I found a ton of motivation in watching E60 series videos. So I would eat dinner every night and watch those videos, and it would fire me up to motivate me to do better the next day. But you have to plan to renew your motivation ahead of becoming unmotivated. That makes a big, big difference. Now, we have a weekly email that I just started like 2 weeks ago where we send a motivational video or quote along with a podcast that kind of supports the concept of that email. So if you'd like to sign up for the email, it's free. Just shoot me an email that you want to be on that email, and we'll send that email to you every week. Okay? So it's a motivational email. It's designed to kind of fire you up, give you something per week to focus on and think of that'll help motivate you for the week. Again, that's totally free. We send it directly to your email. So if you'd like to sign up for that, our email is brutalirongym@gmail.com. Email us, let us know, and we'll send it to you. Okay, cool. So those are five tips that help you improve discipline. Visual tracking, limit availability, use replacements, small steps, and pre-planned renewing of motivation. Awesome. If you implement these, you will improve your discipline, you will improve your consistency, and you will improve your ability to reach your goals, no matter what the goals are. Okay, if you've been struggling in any way whatsoever with discipline, motivation, or anything at all, email us. Our email is brutalirongym@gmail.com. We will help you. Maybe we can make a podcast about it to help others, but we'll definitely give you a direct answer for whatever you're struggling with. Again, our email is brutalirongym@gmail.com. Thank you for listening, and I hope you found this helpful, okay? So if you liked the podcast and you did find it helpful, share it with family and friends. The more people we help, the happier the world will be. And if you do like this type of information, you can find more from us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, Brutal Iron Gym. And if you have any questions, feedback, or suggestions, like I said, you're always welcome to email us. The idea of this podcast is that it's for you. So the more you tell us about what you want to know, the better we can do that. So anything you want to know about, just email us at brutalirongym@gmail.com. As always, I hope this was helpful, and thank you for listening.